President Reagan's special ambassador, Philip Habib, is again trying to find a diplomatic solution to the Syrian missile crisis, a job that has been complicated by the Israeli attack last week on Iraq. Habib met today with Saudi Arabia's foreign minister. No details were released. Saudi Arabia has been criticized by more radical Arab countries for failing to detect the Israeli planes which flew through its airspace on their way to Iraq. Saudi officials today answered that their radar detection planes supplied by the United States are not adequate to cover the kingdom's full airspace. Israel's Prime Minister Menachem Begin predicts that his action in ordering the destruction of an Iraqi nuclear plant has set a precedent for future Israeli governments. Appearing on the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation, Begin warned that if Iraq tries to rebuild the facility, which he claims was to have been used for building nuclear weapons, Israel would strike again to destroy it. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee this week begins looking into that raid to determine whether Israel violated U.S. laws which restrict the use of American weapons in Israeli hands to use in self-defense.